Now, there's a group that I have a great deal of time for. They're called Wee Banjo 3, and they play some wonderful Irish music and some wonderful American bluegrass music as well. There you heard them playing the Rocky Road to Dublin and the American Polka. Amazing group. One of the greatest events in Irish history, and we speak about it all the time on Sounds Irish, was the Irish famine that hit our country around 1845/6 and lasted for a long time. It was the potato famine, really, because the staple diet of the people at that time, particularly in rural Ireland, was the potato. And the potato was hit by a blight, and most of the potato crop was lost. So people had to either try and get away from Ireland to emigrate to other places like the UK and America and Australia. A lot of them, unfortunately, perished. They starved to death. Here's a song written by Pete St. John. It's got to be, certainly over the last 30 years, the most popular Irish song of that particular period. And it tells the tale of the village of Athenry, where the young man got up during the night because his family was starving, and he went to steal corn from the field to try and make some bread for his starving family. Unfortunately, he got caught and was shipped off to Australia. Now, I'm going to play for you now the Johnny McAvoy version of this. The big hit version, of course, was by Paddy Riley. But here, Johnny McAvoy telling us the story of the fields of Athenry. Athenry, as I said, little village in County Galway. And you've got to listen to the lyrics. It tells a sad story.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry, by a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled. They ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbor wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Now, I want to say, friends, in my book, Johnny McAvoy is one of the most talented Irish performers in the last 40 or so years. The man has a lovely singing voice, and he has a lovely way of putting a song across, and he is very, very popular and has been popular for many, many years. And that was his interpretation of The Fields of Athenry. You know, I could do a whole Sounds Irish program on Johnny McAvoy. Now we come to Percy French. Yes, I'm sure you were wondering when we were going to come to the Percy French song. Percy French, born in 1854, died in 1920. We've played a lot of his material on the programme over the last couple of years. And this is one of his more well-known songs. It tells the story of the man who is away across the sea, and he's thinking of his home back in, wait for it, Bally James Duff in County Cavan. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago, did I not, of when Percy French, who a prolific songwriter, and we might, if we get time, squeeze another couple of Percy French songs in before the end of the programme, he was asked by the Cavan County Council if he could write a song about County Cavan. And he said, oh yes, no problem. But they said, you must mention Bally James Duff in the title. He did just that. Listen to the lovely interpretation by Derek McCormack and Bally Corn, and Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. and tones that are tender, and tones that are gruff, are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn, and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in the huff and start with a song. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Now we come to one of those songs which really is not an Irish song, but at the same time it has Irish associations. Well, fictitious Irish song, shall we say. It's Julie Andrews' interpretation of that song from Finian's Rainbow. Now, there are various versions of this song, but believe it or not, I like the Julie Andrews version of How Are Things in Glochamora. Now, officially, there's no such place in Ireland as Glochamora, but I'm sure there is somewhere in the 32 counties of Ireland, somebody has a house or whatever, or a boat or whatever, called Glochamora. Here's Julie Andrews.
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It will, maybe, he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a river Shannon breeze. It will, maybe, it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, how are things in Glochamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glochamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes away to Raleigh. How are things in Glochamora this fine day?
The Sound of Music lady there, Julie Andrews, and a beautiful, crisp English accent. And how are things in Glacomorra? I think it was on the second Sounds Irish programme, way back in the day, that I first played a version of this song. This song never fails to move me, and it tells the story way back in 1890-something or other, can't remember the actual date, when they opened up Ellis Island to immigrants that were coming in from various parts of Europe to try and make a living for themselves or a life for themselves in the United States. And they had the immigration office there. And before you were let into the US, you had to go through this Ellis Island office. And the first person to go through was a young lady named Annie Moore. I think she was about 14 or 15 years of age. And it never fails, as I said, to move me, this song. I can picture a young girl who's about the same age, friends, as my own granddaughter at this moment. And I could just picture her standing with what few belongings she had, having left all her family and her dreams behind her in Ireland to try and start a new life in the United States. This is the version by Sean Keane and his sister Dolores, and they're telling us all about the Isle of Hope and the Isle of Tears. The Isle of Hope is Ellis Island, of course, they're trying to get through, and the Isle of Tears is the land they left behind them.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
In a little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears, 'cause there's no future in the past when you're only 15 years.
Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Isle
freedom I that fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That isle of hunger, isle of pain, isle you'll never see again. But the isle of home is always on your
Shiva Geistuk sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bullard.
You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam, but of all the fine places that I've ever seen, so there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. It's a nice place to be on a bright summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay, all the hare and lofty pheasants are plain to be seen, making homes for their young around the cliffs of Dunedin. Then take a view o'er the mountains, find sights you'll see there. See the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, or the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush, they can be seen from the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Dunedin. Then fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes around the cliffs of Dunedin. Thank you.
I mentioned it earlier on the programme about how most counties in Ireland, in fact, all of the counties in Ireland, the 32, have a song or songs about them. But the most sung about county in all of Ireland, I think we've come to this agreement on Sounds Irish, is the county of Donegal. It is a beautiful county, right up in the northwest of Ireland, on the Atlantic coast, rugged coastline, beautiful mountains and forests and rivers and streams and hills, Donegal. And here, Dermot Hegarty is singing for us a song that was one of those Irish-American songs of, well, I think it was the late 40s. Well, he's coming back to dear old Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from out of Cork. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
She hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours, and kiss the carlings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
They'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far. And they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The whiskey'll flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy. And the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the colleen's decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours, and kiss the colleen's all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone, Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McGlynn.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, there's your sister Kate. Sure she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the colleagues all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
I mentioned earlier on the programme about my mother's repertoire of songs. Now, this next track, a little story to go with it. First of all, my mother taught it to me when I was about 9 years of age, I think. And I remember at the time I was attending boarding school in Liverpool, a school for the blind. And on returning from one of my holidays, having learnt the song from my mother, we had a bit of a celebration after the holiday. And we were all required to get up and sing or recite a poem or do something. And I can remember, as a very nervous little 9-year-old standing on this big stage in the assembly hall in school and singing this song. And then the school was run by nuns. And I can remember well, there were 13 nuns at the school, 12 of whom were Irish. And when I stood up and sang this song, giving it socks, I was warmly applauded, and for days the nuns were talking about young Joseph Bollard, as he used to call me then, singing this song, and that brought them back home again. Here's John Gary's version telling us how Ireland got its name.
Yeah. 'Tis a dear old land of leprechauns and wondrous wishing wells. And nowhere else on God's green earth have they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels loved its shamrock bordered shore. 'Tis a little bit of heaven, and I love it more and more. I love it more and more. Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? Well, I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way my dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and it nestled on the ocean near us, but so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished,